Welcome to the Comedy Hangover Podcast. This podcast is R18 and contains very foul language. Some of the content is not for everyone. We suggest you harden up or listen to something else. Introducing Stella Graham, Ruben Lee, and Danny McChrystal.
Welcome to the Comedy Hangover Podcast. This is number 27, by the way. this is our first one for about 4 weeks because Ruben's been away. But if you've never downloaded it before, I'm Stella Graham.
I'm Ruben Lee.
He's plastic.
Why are you rubbing your nipples?
I'm Danny McChrystal.
There we go. We're three English comedians who all live in Auckland. We get drunk and we talk complete nonsense. So we'll start like we normally do with a bit of news, Danny.
Yeah. Why did you just flick me in the ear?
Stop doing it. They can't see it.
I felt it. I've got some news. Yep. One from America. Pittsburgh police say a man tried to carjack a plainclothes officer near filming for the latest Batman movie and allegedly told him it was part of the script.
Hey.
The detective was in an unmarked vehicle looking for a suspect in an assault. That's when police say a man opened a car door, sat down and told the officer to get out. The officer drew his gun and ordered the suspect out of the car, as you would. He says the suspect told him it was part of filming for The Dark Knight Rises and that taking the vehicle was in the script. He was taken into custody and faced a charge of robbery of a motor vehicle and being an arsehole.
Pretty good. What a joker.
Hey! You've been sitting on that for 20 seconds.
I've been stressed off. I've been away for 4 weeks. I'm not fresh.
But imagine like doing that for another movie. Imagine doing it for like
oh, you're Riddler, which
doing,
one?
Doing 100...
What a penguin.
Like doing 150K.
No. I ain't got any more.
I know.
Can I just say, was he charged with robbing?
Hey!
Okay, who would have thought Batman would have been such a rich scene for comedy? Hit a vein. But imagine trying that for like...
Is that even a joke?
What? Why not?
She said vein.
Oh.
Oh, God, here
imagine
we go.
Trying it for... This is the fourth time I've tried to say this.
Like Joe Bonnet.
It's the remix.
Imagine.
All the people.
All the people.
All of them.
Go on, Danny.
Fucking hell. It better be funny. He's done that for Batman. Imagine trying that for another movie. Imagine being caught doing 150K down the motorway and saying, no, I'm in a new speed movie.
Yeah. Fast and the Furious. Going in 60 seconds. That'd be quite good, though, if you got pulled over by the police and you went, oh, no, I'm actually filming for Batman.
I'll try it on the way home.
Blag it, yeah. You never know. Try it
next time.
Well, that copper, wasn't that New Zealand copper who got away with drink driving.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said he didn't have 10 clear minutes to make a decision if he was going to do the breathalyzer.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
He phoned his boss in that 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So he instigated
some
the
break. Loophole, yeah, some legal loophole where he didn't give him 10 minutes.
No way.
And he got off with it. He was a cop, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Helps when you know the law.
Yeah.
You think a flash of the badge would be enough to get them off, actually?
Ooh.
Hello. Any more, Danny?
Yep. Local news. A Wellington man has been fined $50 for a complaint that alleged TVNZ inaccurately reported the distance of a supernova.
Oh.
From Earth. An item on One News reported that a supernova discovered was in a galaxy 240 light years away. The correct distance is 240 million light years.
Oh, well, good of him to clear that up. Yeah. I'll sleep better.
His complaint was that the planet would have been burnt to a crisp if it was only, a mere 240 light years away. TVNZ acknowledged the mistake, but he took it to the Broadcasting Standards Authority.
Oh my God!
Is it further away?
It is. That was the hand thing.
Yeah.
It ordered them to pay. They dismissed it and ordered them to pay $50. It says the man who receives the invalid's benefit and pension generated about 5% of complaints received about TV One. In 2009, 2010.
Stephen Hawking.
Snare drum just there.
It's Hawking's, isn't it?
Had to be.
We're all just a big vibration, aren't we, really?
Yeah.
Something like that. Here's a new story that I found. I love this. Woman does a runner after Botox. Christchurch police are looking for a woman who fled a clinic after having almost $800 worth of Botox, but she fled after she'd had her picture taken. So she'd had work done in two areas on her face, her frown line and her crow's feet. And the Papua Nui police said, we've got 6 photographs of her on the day. So probably not the smartest cookie.
And shaky ground there, isn't she?
Well, she's going to have an elephant face for a couple of days.
Can
Because you can't actually move your face. You can't like do any expressions or something.
How do you know?
Well,
Stella.
No.
Are you 56?
I've seen Denzel Washington act.
Yeah. Good coverage. We're going to talk behind the black and not Denzel Washington. They're not wearing energy.
Or the number 8, as I like to call him.
Off 3 cushions and she got there.
Not behind the Jimmy White. Any more, Danny?
Yeah, there is, again, it's usually America, isn't it? Let's be honest, a lot of fun stuff happens in America. You may have seen this, a California man stuck a butter knife into his belly in a failed bid at self-surgery to remove a painful hernia.
Sorry, was he going after the middle age spread?
You have no idea how much belly says. I so much anticipate the word bell end.
But wait, there's more.
Oh wow.
Don't call now. Officers found a man naked on a patio lounge chair outside his apartment with a 15-centimetre butter knife sticking out of his stomach.
That's quite big.
That is quite big. That's a lot of butter. How much?
Yeah.
Mind you, well, it's America, so that's just normal.
That's why he's trying to cut his belly off.
Yeah, but from a long way away.
But it's light years away. The man's wife told officers that her husband was upset about the hernia and wanted to take it off. Fair enough. While waiting for paramedics, the man pulled out the knife and stuffed a cigarette he was smoking into the bleeding open wound.
Oh my God!
The policeman said, I don't know if he was trying to cauterize the wound, but.
Or he just couldn't be bothered getting an ashtray.
But even when he turned up, it said he wasn't screaming or showing any signs of pain. And I don't know if he had butter on the knife when he stabbed himself.
That's mental,
isn't
it?
Butter does go straight to the hips, as people know.
Maybe that's what he needed. He was making the knife hot, like a hot knife through butter into his belly.
No. I don't know. It might have been what brand was it. I can't believe it's not butter. Ah!
Aaron has written that before.
Yeah. Not so much six pack, more sort of Lurpak.
Whoa. Hey. Have you got any?
No. Did you blow your load on Batman?
Ooh. What a film that would be. Oh dear.
Porno with Batman.
I'm not even going to attempt any butter trans fat based material. I'm just pasta, mate.
Moment's gone, to be honest. Yeah,
you're just pasta. What is that? Pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, fuck, he's on the spot.
Oh, no, I'm a pasta based. I've forgotten.
You mong. You were telling us earlier.
Podcast,
how'd you make a tuna normal. Pasta bake, Ruben?
Oh, no. I was going to make a tuna pasta bake today, but I forgot the tuna. And so.
No, go on, carry on.
That was
and then what?
Is that my news? Well, today, right, I was going to be in Torbay. There's a man who was me who was going to make a tuna pasta bake. Yeah, and he forgot the tuna. And
just no tuna pasta bake.
It's just a pasta bake now.
Just picture you moseying around the supermarket going pasta. I'm done.
Yeah.
That'll do me.
You should see my hot dogs. Just bread.
They're just hot.
Just dogs.
No dogs.
See my hot dogs.
Oof. Here's a story that I spotted. This one just annoyed me, right? $12 million lotto winner had to ask for a day off. Right. A Murupada... Oh, look at me pronouncing it. I think that's how you say it.
Where, Manchester?
Forestry worker who won $12 million in Saturday's Powerball draw.
Worker.
I know. How dare he?
A squirrel.
Are you just laughing at the... carving his way through the forest. Had to ask for a day off work to claim his prize.
What did he say?
Beavering away, was he? Oh dear. If only you lot could see what I can see right now. Oh my God.
Look, squirrels.
You look at that.
Anyway, so the guy says he had to ask for his day off to make the 6-hour drive.
Did he ask for it by carving it into his cock and walking it to his boss? Can I have a day off? Because you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But the bit that annoys me.
Flying over the building. carved it out in trees, just chopped down 1,000 trees, and you're going to see it from the moon, 47,000 million light years away. I'm having a day off. Sorry, Stella.
It's all right. Could have just shone it in the light like Batman, you know.
Oop.
Get fucked. I've won 12 million, but no. He decides he has to... there's only 2,000 people who live in this town, right? So chances are you're going to know the person. But he says he asked his boss for the day off, and when the guy said, why, have you won the lottery? He goes, well, I had to say yes. No, you don't.
No.
You just won 12 million. You don't have to tell anyone anything.
You pull your foreskin over your head and roll around on the floor while injecting fucking heroin up your arse. I'm a multi-millionaire. I'm never going to speak to you again, riff-raff.
What are you going to do?
If I won the lottery...
Are you going to get a HR involved? What are you going to do?
Sack you. Oh, right then.
This is a warning, a formal warning. So I'm too busy smoking money.
Why would you even go back to work? 12 million.
There's 2,000 people in the town.
Thanks very much.
And they've got he had to. Somebody's won. Can you imagine? It's going to be quite obvious who's won the lottery.
Of course.
Be the one in a Ferrari.
The one who ain't got a chainsaw in his hand.
The one hobbit who doesn't have an axe.
Or not queuing up wins.
And I love this bit as well. It says, oh, we also checked our ticket on the way down in Tie Happy just to be completely sure that we had the right numbers. Would you make the 6-hour drive to Wellington if you were a bit unsure?
Imagine he'd have crashed.
If only.
Wouldn't you get a helicopter? You'd hire a fucking jet or something, wouldn't you? You wouldn't drive.
Why hire? Bye. I bet his wife went halfway through Botox when she found out.
Yeah.
Get gone.
I love that. He goes, we'll get some really good financial advice as we want this money to last for us. Steady, don't go spending it all at once in Murupara. I don't even know where that is. By the forest.
Anywhere that you haven't been to is just places that are made up to me.
That's
because
right.
It's all a scene, it's all a set from a film like Truman Show. They just make up these on the news to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that Afghanistan doesn't exist. It's not there.
Just a movie.
It's just not
real.
It's
a movie.
Yeah, it just keeps Americans going.
Steven Spielberg.
Well, what would the news do if it weren't for disasters?
Any more news, Danny?
I've got one more news story.
Go for it.
News quick.
Was it the horse racing commentary?
Yeah, like an auctioneer. No, this is again another local story. The death of a wire rapper man who shot himself in the head in front of his adult son while playing Russian roulette.
Sorry.
It was an accident. This is a normal sentence. This is real, but I haven't changed it. Mr. Robertson had been drinking beer with his son throughout the day, and after the pair returned to his home, he suggested they get out an old 38 pistol. Okay.
Best normal. Time to do it when you're drunk, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Robertson then fired the gun into an old heater while his son revved up a car in his backyard in an effort to simulate a car backfiring. You know, like Dukes of Hazzard or something. And at Mr.
Like Jippo.
Mr. Robertson later asked his son to go and get some more beer. Mr. Ferris sighed. It's amazing detail. But before he could answer, his father said, well, if you won't F**king go, then by the time I count to three, then I'll go myself. Mr. Ferris replied, saying he would get the beer, but after he answered, his father reached three and pulled the trigger, shooting himself in the head.
Oh my God!
Mr. Robertson slumped forward in his chair and fell to the floor, all because he was too lazy to get a beer for himself.
Well, you know, there's times when you don't want to go to the bar.
There's another one, Danny.
I was at my run.
The lengths some people will go to. Uh-huh.
But he rang 111, that's 999.
Yeah,
and the operator said, you know, do CPR because he was still breathing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to walk because he blew his fucking head off out of his ass. But he decided against CPR as he knew his father was a former drug user and on methadone, and he had hepatitis C.
This is a really dodgy sounding story.
It's Y Rapper though, which is Hawke's Bay, which is fucking feral. And then the bottom line is, in his ruling, the coroner said Mr. Robertson was a person who seemed to have lost his way in life.
Is CPR any
He'd lost his head by the sounds of it.
Parts of it. Is CPR any good when you've got a massive gaping hole?
I was just about to say the same thing. Cover the nose and the other hole in his head.
Do you drop an Easter egg? Do you have chocolate buttons in there? You put your hand in. That's pretty much, you put as much air into his lungs as you want. His head's hanging off.
Yeah. Put his brain back in.
That's really weird. He shot the gun into an oil heater. At what point do you go, what shall I shoot?
To simulate a car backfiring. I don't know.
What they do for fun around there.
PlayStation must have been broke. I don't know.
Maybe, as I said,
natural selection.
Jippos.
Is it real though? That's all real.
Because usually you make it up.
It's an elaborate story to make
up. Fairies.
Fairies or fairies or what are you saying? What word's that in your Irish accent?
Yeah, Irish. Fuck off. You Kiwi.
Oh. Whinge like a pom. Reuben, you got one?
Cock rings.
Of all the things I was waiting to hear, I wasn't expecting that.
Do they keep you buoyant in water?
Stop your wee from drowning.
If you're drowning, throw him a cock ring on and it'll be all right. Unless you've got to have a very... It's like the games at the fairground. You know, when you saw people drowning.
What kind of fairground are you going to?
If drowning people... That's another game. That's a gay version. If drowning people are aroused, then you can throw in a cock ring every time.
Because that happens. So that's like a different type of asphyxie wank, isn't it? You know, the drowning version.
Yeah, it's the drowny wank. What am I talking about? Cock rings, yeah. In fact, no. Vibrating cock rings.
Oh, no, now we're getting specific.
Vibrating cock rings for pleasure for him and her.
Uh-huh.
You're getting on a plane. I don't want to do aeroplane stuff here, but I'm coming on a plane from Manchester, and I thought, I was just about to board the plane, telling it past the material.
Uh-huh.
I went to the bog before I got on, and they're selling vibrating cock rings. What do they expect to have between here and Dubai? Emirates.
Oh, right, okay.
Emirates, so what do you need?
A cater for your every
well,
need.
Well, iClub and all that, but that's for yourself, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well, no. Well, yeah, I'm going to pretend I don't know, but...
I've watched movies on planes now.
I have snakes on planes.
That's like...
Denzel Washington again.
There we are, Denzel. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Oh, hang on. Was it Samuel L. Jackson?
It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, no. I haven't seen the film, so I don't know. What I was going to say is that if they're selling cock rings in the bog, which is the obvious place that I couldn't see the hostesses coming around selling them with the duty free, but then that makes the whole sort of Mile High Club joining thing a bit more fun.
Yeah.
I
don't know what we've got. Why? I just looked at it and thought, why? Why? And Johnny's, why do you need it? Who's going to get... Oh, I'm having
They've
sex, but it's better be protected.
Yeah. They've given this a lot of thought, haven't they?
Vibrating cock rings. £5.
You bought one?
Yeah, I got two. Yeah.
If
you go to Thailand, it's his and hers.
Of course, yeah. Emirates, who knew? I believe that.
Isn't he she's?
So were there any interesting films on the plane?
Don't
so
know,
you could get
too
full
busy
use of it.
Banged with a cock ring.
Did you go in, buy one, and then just press the call for assistance button
did
while
you
you're in
your
the
bell?
Bog?
Some new visuals.
Now I know you had to go on it.
No, still, I can do vibrating. I know what it is. You know what I mean? Reuben, when I went to drama school, they said, Reuben, do vibrating. I went, is it like. Went, yeah.
Whatever.
Elephants, like, wavy hand. But when I was on the plane.
You just
out,
had a shaky piss, didn't you?
I had a cock stroke. Which is doubly bad when I think about it, no matter which way I can go with that. I had a woman faint on the plane just as I set off from Auckland.
And she bought a love egg. Or
I don't know. I don't
she's seen your cock ring.
She's seen me. I was there with my cock ring out. And boom. She fainted and nearly took my arm off in the aisle as
did
well.
Did she really?
I tried to naturally reflex, flex.
Grab a breast.
Put my arm out. And naturally, I thought, she's down, I'm in. Well, she went down and nearly snapped my shoulder blade.
Why did she faint? Did you find out?
Because she was saying, are you really Reuben Lee for Full English and Full English 2 and Heroes and Bloke at the Edinburgh Festival?
Very good. Well, it's going to be a tough one to top that, Danny.
Whinge. You see, I fashioned something into a whinge.
I don't think that's really a whinge, but anyway.
Hang on a minute. They shouldn't have them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who knew the Arabs were so filthy?
Filthy Arabs.
Nothing, Danny?
Dentists.
Oh, okay.
Pasta, right?
You can't get a cock ring at the dentist.
Fucking dentists, do you?
No.
Never seen what?
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow. It might not be funny, but it won't be funny. You can get a fucking tooth out.
But you never see what at the
dentist? A tips jar.
Well, like a helpful hand to brush your teeth more. Or put money in.
Put money in.
Or your teeth in.
Fucking
hell. Tooth fairy money.
That blue stuff out.
You have to explain a joke. It's not funny anymore. You've just proven that.
You're going to do that into that blue hoop.
Yeah.
How much are they charging you to extract your tooth?
$200.
That's quite
for
good.
That and a filling as well.
Okay. You must have found some dodgy cheap one, because...
You're not going to give me a filling.
That's all right.
I know, but you should, because dentistry is really expensive over
here. Yeah, that's pretty reasonable.
Mm, you could go to Thailand and get all sorts for that.
Yeah,
pardon?
Yes. And the dentistry.
All sorts of rot your teeth. Some other way.
Dentist with a cock ring just walks.
When he says lay it down and put the...
when he goes open wide.
Oh, yeah.
Not your legs.
I don't think that's an extraction happening there. My whinge is Celebrity Big Brother. I can't believe that show's still going in England, but I know that Jedward are on it.
Yeah, that was my celebrity.
And that Westlake girls. That girl who married that.
Your jokes.
No, that girl
who
married.
The line between you and comedian blurs, Ruben.
Thanks, I am at work. What's it, Kerry?
Kerry Katona.
Yeah, she's on, isn't she?
Is she?
That's all I tried to say still. It took me 5 minutes.
Spit it out, Ruben.
I was trying to make a point, it wasn't a joke.
You tomorrow, spit it out.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it, Jedward, yeah.
I saw that Jedward were on
Kerry.
It, so...
That's Kerry.
Let's have a look. Oh, we've got a picture.
Space.
Yeah, we're going to... Oh, I see what they've done there with the hair and the thing.
It's good, isn't it?
Oof, God, imagine if they had
it's
kids.
It's good having different hair, because that's good and funny.
Yeah. Look like them troll things.
Pretty similar to your hair, really, Jay.
And we'll move quickly on to our shout-out. Hangover shout-out. Are we ready?
Yeah, and are we going to do an inclusive shout out?
Yeah.
So I just said we're going to do a shout out for everybody on Earth that hasn't had a shout out.
Okay.
So yeah,
this could be a long podcast.
I've been around the world, and I can't find my baby, but we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Know the names.
I'm just going to do it as one.
Okay.
Stella's got a phone. She keeps showing me.
Nice phone.
So what? I can't remember what I do.
I think there might have been some rioters.
Right, thank you. Comedy Hangover shout out for everybody who's never had a comedy shout out before!
That'll do.
Except the writers.
And Gaddafi.
And Gaddafi. And people who play Russian roulette in.
He's gone now.
Is he gone?
Yeah,
it's alright. Sweet. And Batman.
Hmm.
Why not?
That's a rubber suit.
Moving on to Celebrity Nobbery. Now, I spotted this one today. This cracked me up. Do you remember the band E17?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Brian Harvey? Okay, you're making a noise like the Jaws theme tune. It's like every time I speak, you go. Now, there's this article. So apparently, he had an electricity meter fitted outside his house. Now, this is a guy who, you know, had loads of top 10 albums and 12 top 10 singles. La di da. E17 were quite successful.
They sing la di da.
And there they are getting a lecky meter put outside the house.
A coin one.
I don't know if it's a card, prepay.
Oh, prepay's all right.
Yeah. But in the article, it goes on to say, Brian, who infamously ran over himself in 2005. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Is that just a throwaway comment in the story?
Yeah, but they later explain it. But go on, then you tell us what happened.
He tried to kill himself a few times, didn't he?
I didn't know that,
yeah,
no.
He's in a right tacking.
I mean, so in 2001, he was attacked by a man wielding a machete. I wouldn't call that him trying to kill himself. I'd say that's someone in Nottingham trying to stab him.
Yeah. As I've said before, only the good die young. Can't get rid of Harvey. That's Brian Harvey, and not that one.
I knew you.
Not Katie Price's Harvey. You know what I mean? Because he'll not see his teenage years.
It's an unfortunate name.
So are you driving me to? You won't be driving.
Well, anyway, while we're talking about Brian Harvey, this is weird. They do explain it, and they say he fell under the wheels of his Mercedes. What?
I'm drinking beer while you're talking. It's
okay.
A good combination.
Okay. He fell under the wheels of his Mercedes-Benz in a freak accident, but I love the explanation of what happened. Brian claimed the incident occurred when he leaned out of his car door to vomit following a heavy meal of 3 giant baked potatoes smothered in tuna mayo and cheese.
Hey!
3 of them.
That's what I thought. Greedy bastard. When do you ever need 3 massive baked spuds?
What were any of their hits?
Oh,
they had that Christmas one.
It's all right.
Stay.
It's all right.
What's going on here with this
one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Stay was a Christmas number one.
They looked like Scallies, didn't they?
Yeah. They were like the original chat.
Why are you pointing to me when you say Scallies?
Oh, sorry, I forgot you're Irish. Dick. Work it out.
Fuck off to the mine.
No, their first big hit was It's All Right, wasn't it? Do you remember?
No?
Or YouTube it on your iPhone.
It's
All Right. It's All Right. It's All Right. It's a, that was pretty much
sounds
the lyrics.
Good, that. Yeah.
Those were the lyrics. It's yeah. Justin Bieber before his time.
House of Love, that was like a dance shoe.
Sounds all right.
Running in it, I think.
House of Love.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
Is this a bit too recent for you, Ruben?
Remember Booksfizz?
I remember him being... I've met Booksfizz. I have.
Did he do the pants thing in front of you?
No, I'm just a
boy. Hey, Ruben.
Hey. No, it was Booksfizz when no one of the original members were in it. So it was probably Shawaddy Waddy.
Cool.
Ruined it again.
I thought that was going to be much more interesting.
Anything for Nobbery?
No.
Danny? Ruined it with Jedward, didn't I?
I had Jedward. My football team is pretty shit, though. They can be celebrity nobbery.
Yeah.
It's not funny, though.
What about Gerard Dipper?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I had a piss
on a plane.
Piss on a plane.
And he said, he stood up.
What he needed was an extra tight cock ring.
That's what he kept double him. Double knot that in. Slip your finger in and double
it's
it
a dog.
Like shadow a balloon puppet model. On the wall. He did, but the best thing about this made me laugh is when he stood up, and this is the quote that he said, I need a piss. He's about 55 year old and he's
awesome.
Like, don't do that.
Well, at least he announced it. It wasn't, you know, a sort of surprise splashing.
I've really needed a piss, but never felt the urge to tell anyone.
No. I've never let it go, would you?
Crippling for a shit on a plane. You just have to wait.
or use the sick bag.
There was that kid here, I don't know if we talked about it in the podcast.
I don't know that we did. Maybe
the
we
urinator.
Did. Yep.
That's what they called him, the kid who pissed here, and he was the son of some fucking.
Oh, so it's the Silver Ferns netball coach.
Yeah, which is a sport that they play in New Zealand. That if you're listening anywhere else in the world, you don't know what it is. You basically leave it under 12s.
Netball. Yeah. Even blokes play netball over here. I've always found that weird.
It's a bit weird.
It's massive in England. They're on about it.
Any more for any more?
I just like to say big shout out to the writers, really. You know what I mean?
Didn't you bring a newspaper in?
I did bring a newspaper in, yeah. I just didn't get to it.
All right, okay.
I'm riffing shit. You know what I mean? Still, I don't need this shit.
That's what
I don't
we
need
do.
To do any homework.
We've got time now.
The lost property at Albany Pack and Save has been found after being lost for 15 years. They lost the lost property.
Was it by any chance a tin of tuna?
No tuna involved. No
15
tuna.
Years. 15 what did he have? Fucking Super Nintendo.
They phoned up some bloke and said, oh, we found your wallet. And he went, what?
Awesome.
£7 in it, you know? Oh, no, but why he had pounds in it, I've no idea.
Enough of us over here, could have been.
Old money.
They probably did back then.
Shillings.
Shillings.
Shillings. I'm just repeating what, sixpence.
Good echo on this mic.
Cool.
Barnsley echo.
That has been our Comedy Hangover number 27. We'll see you for the next one. Bye.
27, football peak.
Yes, so that means we've peaked, which means every podcast from now on is going to be shit.
No, Amy Winehouse, 27.
We're in the 27 club.
Amy
Winehouse. All right.
Hey. And we'll be able to find space when we're playing football. We'll be able to see more, we'll have that clarity. We're just going to keep going with the podcast.
Vision.
Unless you play for Barnsley.
Wow, let's all have a game and shut the fuck up. The Comedy Hangover Podcast.